We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in. Final hour of the show. Believe it or not, college football begins next Monday with SEC Media Days. Shoot. As we go to Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com, I believe, catch me if I'm wrong, Gary, did we see the actual Big 12 preseason team come out today?
You did. College football, like you said, right around the corner. You can almost smell the cold in the air. I know it's August. I mean, it's July, and it's still 90 degrees plus, but I see a couple brown leaves on my lawn as I look out there right now.
Don't you say that. Don't you go saying that kind of stuff, man, because – I can sit here and look at the thunderstorms off here about another couple of miles, and it seems like every day they're coming in and coming out. But, hey, Gary, let's start with basketball. Granted, we're one week away, but Clemson gets – listen, this has been fun watching a team with no expectations. In a lot of ways, don't even know what kind of competition they're playing in Italy in the World University Games. But after today's semifinal win over Israel – Clemson basketball, Team USA basketball is playing for a gold medal in the World University Games tomorrow.
Isn't that great? Isn't that a great little story, a little backstory line that would just kind of in the background. It's not really being reported that much out front. We reported on every game out on the website. Actually sent Lindsay to Coach Brownell's press conference right before they took off to go to Italy to cover it and kind of precursor what was going to happen there. And yeah, it's been great. I think Tevin Mack, the transfer, is really starting to show you his athleticism. He was a guy that I was so excited to see to combine with Clyde Trapp, but that's not going to happen this year now with Clyde's injury. But that, and I think Amir Sims had a really big game yesterday, just some things are really starting to pop for these. Amir is a guy that, again, I think that myself, I've even been guilty of leaving in the background, not thinking about his development. He's got the size, the frame, and the length, and the athleticism to be a real – and it's in his jump shot. He's a real legit three-point threat when he gets rolling. So with all that, you add the size and the length and the athleticism, he's a legit NBA-type player once you get down and see him in a couple of years, I think. But, again, great storyline, great to hear the good things for them, considering this team has been snake bit all year long so far.
Well, again, the other thing is you get a jump on the season because everybody else has preseason practice coming up. So you've already found some ways. Number two, when this thing, before they got on the airplane, they had two major injuries. I'm like, man, nothing good comes out of this. Now a lot of good comes out of it. There's some intriguing pieces of the puzzle. But number two, these guys get the chance to wear red, white, and blue, USA, something none of us will ever be able to do. And they're having what some of them, it'll be the trip of their lifetime. So this is what it should all be about, and what a great thing. This may pay off dividends that we never saw coming.
Oh, absolutely. You nailed it right on the head when you said they got the jump on everybody. Because here's a team, like you said, was already coming in before the injuries with a lot of question marks. Who's going to replace the four big guys that just left? And here you go, a chance to go out and get some cohesion, some team time in, and get the guys acclimated to each other. And timing gets down. You know, in game situations, a lot different than practice. We all know that if you played sports in your life, it's just a different ball game. Literally, no pun intended. And you're right. When they get out there and they get a head start like this, it's nothing but an advantage to this team going into fall practice. When they get back together in October, it's going to be – instead of having questions, they'll have questions already answered.
Yeah, and listen, so we can bring Diesel into this and make it – you being an old sound guy, me being an old sound guy, him being a DJ, not a sports writer. But there's a whole lot of difference between the opener and the first set and sound check as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You when you're the opener, you take advantage of what you got.
Yep.
Yeah. You just go for it. And if it doesn't work out, you just learn by trial by fire.
You got
that's
it.
What you're looking at. That's what you're looking at right here Clemson was going to be trial by fire after all the injuries and the transfers coming in and just starting up with a regular schedule. But with this jump they've got, again, I'll just point back to what you said. It was a head start that they needed.
Well, baseball gets a big recruit, and the ironic thing is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, some of the best Jack Leggett years, there were a couple of Northern recruits sprinkled in. They get one the other day, batting 545 for a senior year, bunch of home runs and everything else, and again, brings back a little bit of that Northeast corridor back to the Clemson baseball program.
We got to remember Coach Leggett came from Maine. That was the baseball program that he came from. He actually played football there, if I'm not mistaken. He was a kicker or something like that. And he brought a lot of that flavor with him, and he was known to go up there and recruit that territory. And you'll find a lot of good ball players with travel league baseball and AAU basketball going on like it is. It's got, and 7-on-7 tournaments, kids have gotten competitive up and down the Eastern Seaboard like never before. It's a different mindset with parents and with kids these days. And there's areas like I'll be on the radio with Herb FM up in Maryland tomorrow night. They're calling us, talking to us about Clemson and ACC football. That's never happened in my lifetime where folks in Maryland were even concerned about ACC football, especially since they went to the Big Ten. You know, so that would give you a good example of how well football and sports are actually creeping up the East Coast. Because, I mean, once you get past Maryland on the I-95 corridor, it gets kind of a little, I hate to say it, a little less athletic the further north you go. But you're finding kids like Christian Wilkins coming down and playing football at Clemson. You've got the new baseball recruits. You got Brad Brownell, who's always out in Brooklyn looking for talent, trying to find someone up there. He hasn't found one yet, but I know he spends a lot of time up there looking for guys. But, I'm with you on that one. Baseball has got to go out and get them wherever they can find them right now, because in baseball, you're losing to the draft before they even get here.
All right, Gary, as we begin closing up shop, you're going to be at ACC football kickoff next week for all 3 days. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm going to be on vacation, but we'll have the guys check in with you from up there. But let me ask you this. You own ClemsonSportsNews.com. I work for a very corporate corporation, if you will, in Intercom. And we know travel restrictions, travel budgets are a lot smaller than they're used to be. Some in the media have had a complaint, and I'm a little wishy-washy either way. I see both sides of it at this point in 2019, because I guess maybe we got a presidential election coming up. A lot of people complain, no Trevor Lawrence, you know, upperclassmen, and that's always been Dabo Swinney's mantra to reward that the trip to ACC kickoff, because these guys get treated like kings for a couple of days. They get to hang out with two players from every other team, and might it be time to maybe switch it, that people realize if you're scraping up money to get people to media days that you can now catch on television, maybe you better bring the faces of your program?
Well, you know, with Dabo,
I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying now that I've had a little time to stomach it.
I got you. Here's the thing, though. You know, he's been the same since 10 years ago. He was the same way his first media days that he is now as far as that whole thing goes. And the only thing that's changed since then is a little bit of winning. Yep. And that's what's changed the mindset of everybody. And they're coming with the winning, come the five-star players and the high-profile kids and the kids. I've got a story right now I'm working on. You heard Brian Strumpf. Brian works for the Rivals, mm-hmm. The Elite 11 Passing Academies. He's one of the instructors and one of the coaches. He sent me a whole list of things on Trevor Lawrence about what he thinks about Trevor and all that stuff. And that gives you an idea how elite the talent is at Clemson right now. Brian says the best quarterback he's ever seen in the history of the Elite 11. But, you know, when you – Dabo just has always kept it a senior thing. It's a reward to his players for being leaders and for being locker room heroes. And John Simpson, a great candidate in my eyes, because, John, when we first met that kid, you couldn't get two words out of him in an interview. Now he's one of the most gregarious guys we got out there, and he loves to talk about Clemson football, a great ambassador for the school. Tanner, another kid that's just been there through thick and thin. He had a lot of fan doubt in his play a couple years ago, and rightfully so, with some bad games. But other than that, he's been pretty much a steady kid as far as his teammates go. And they're looking for team players, captains of football teams is what they – like to send out for these things. And it's a reward, again, for a body of work over a career and not being a star football player.
Yeah, you know, that I kind of told people, well, if you want to talk to Trevor Lawrence, just show up any Monday or probably Tuesday, and he's available.
There.
And then
he's
they were there. Like, listen, my company can barely scrape the money to get us to ACC football kickoff. Do you think they're sending us to Clemson? I went, you know what? That's a more fair point than it was 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
You know what I can tell you, Sturge? It's like it's chicken with ESPN and the upstate there and fairly Sturge. Or they can come to ClemsonSportsNews.com and
go.
They'll find those interviews all day long.
All right. Do you expect to learn anything tomorrow? We're going to have Manny Robinson on from the Greenville News. There, you know, there's some changes that are coming to both Williams-Brice as well as Death Valley, but they're going to be more downsizing, if you will, or resizing, if you will, with fan amenity kind of things. But what's the one coach speak phrase that you expect to hear more than anything else over 3 days in Charlotte next week?
What's the most coach? Clemson's in their own class.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to hear that from every other coach there. They're going to put Clemson on a pedestal so high up in the air that if they do get a chance to chop them down, it makes them look like lumberjacks like Paul Bunyan. That's what they do. That's coach speak for you.
Yeah.
You know, build it up and knock it down.
I tell you who won't do that. Mack Brown, you want to talk about catching some heat? He's already said and laid it out there because Clemson comes to Chapel Hill at the end of September. We expect to win every game we play. So don't backtrack it, Mack Brown. Don't backtrack it.
I don't think Mack will backtrack it. He's got too much, literally too much, no pun intended, the track record.
Yeah.
But hey, before I get out of here, let me give a shout out to Clemson softball. We sent Lindsay down there today. They did a little, what's called a stadium capping ceremony. Where the stadium is getting prepared. It's almost to the point now where it's almost ready to put the seats in. So they had a little ceremony there. They were putting the story up. Coach John Rittman was there, spoke a little bit about the softball program and what's coming up. But that's a great storyline right there, the softball program. I tell everybody all day long, keep your eyes on it, because these guys are going to come out of the box really hot. I think they got their eyes on some really good kids right now.
All right, even though you're supposed to not pay attention every once in a while, you know when you're in the zone. I mean, you can be in the zone last night in the home run derby competition. You can be in the zone as a musician. And quite frankly, Gary, as former sound guys, we even have good and bad nights. I promise you,
the
ears can be something that aren't there every single night. You know what I mean? So you have a good night mixing, you have a bad night mixing. But in honor of Diesel sitting in here with his Slayer shirt today on, I think every day that we get you on, he tries to come with something really cool that you – what's that moment? What's that band that you were mixing that you went, yep, baby, this is it. It may not get any better than this.
You're going to – it's going to – really trip you guys out. There's a couple, three I can throw at you.
That's okay? Fine.
One would be a band called Stuck Mojo out of Atlanta,
Georgia. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, a rap metal band. The very first real rap metal.
I know Stuck Mojo well. I rode with them
guys,
for years.
If you know Stuck Mojo, then you know where Fozzy evolved from.
Of course.
That is Stuck Mojo with Chris Jericho singing. Okay, so there. A tour with them. I toured with them in Pantera in 97, 98 across Europe, and that band was on fire, and that was a great tour, great lock. Another one would be John Legend, believe it or not. And probably my favorite guy is Steve I. Not a word spoken or saying throughout the whole set, just a guitar virtuoso with an incredible band and just absolute amazing talent on stage and one of the most beautiful people I've ever worked with.
Well, I tell you what, that's pretty good. Like I said, I try to bring something like that to you because I know Diesel's wardrobe's dedicated on Tuesday. How I can impress Gary McDaniel in his pre-Clemson sports news days.
Well, right, hey, bro, I spent my time with Slayer. I've done a few Slayer tours. Those are my buddies.
Well, anyway, listen, we'll get together here over the next week. I'm out of town on vacation beginning next Tuesday, and then we'll get together. And thanks for everything you do. Tell people how they can get to ClemsonSportsNews.com because, as Diesel has written on the back of his Jeep, if it's free, it's for me.
That's right, baby. We're free all the time, 100%. You don't have to lay down a credit card. You don't have to give out your personal info if you don't. If you have a Facebook account or a Google account, you can log in with either one of those with hitting one button. We're always we're 365 24/7 Clemson sports news, just as it says. We cover Clemson sports and news right here. We're located in Clemson. Our offices are right here on campus almost. We are on top of everything Clemson. Come see us at ClemSportNews at Twitter and ClemSportsNews 4343 on Instagram. And anytime you want your free Clemson sports, we got it.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk here soon. There's Gary McDaniel and, of course, ClemsonSportsNews.com. Diesel, when we come back, I tell you what, because we know people have gotten off work, we'll reset our question of the day. Why have you quit showing up to the stadium? We've had time, money, heat, you name it. Give it to us, 844-GSP-ESPN. But we're also going to have some fun as well. What was going on in the United States of America the last time that powerhouse football program, Notre Dame, won a national championship?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So, Diesel, you made the point earlier in referencing Clemson fans, Alabama fans, whatever. It's not guaranteed to continue forever. You know, what goes up must eventually come back down, things of that nature. You know, tomorrow we're going to let you know Alabama's run could have come to a real quick end earlier in Nick Saban's era if Mack Brown was more open to something. And number two, Texas fans now have a reason to be mad at Mack Brown, if you will, because he was ready to leave Alabama to go to Texas. We'll get into that tomorrow. But what goes up must come down. What is one of the proudest fan bases when it comes to college football? Because they're like middle finger, you're number one to all conferences. Whoever coerced John Swofford, I mean, I know opinions are all over the place. I think one of the dumbest moves the ACC ever did was allowing Notre Dame to enter in all sports and not football. You either say you're doing it all or you don't come in. Now, you hope that they would end up in the ACC if they're forced, but who knows? There may be a better opportunity somewhere else and they go there. So if you're not all in, you aren't in at all. So Notre Dame thinks of themselves as one of the, and they are, one of the legendary programs of college football. But at some point, you realize it's been that long. The last time Notre Dame won a national title, Diesel, was 1988. For people that don't remember, that was year number three of Lou Holtz. You know, he had left the University of Minnesota. I guess he was kind of afraid to play Clemson in the Independence Bowl that year on December 22nd because he left and took the Notre Dame job before the game. Just kidding there. But Lou Holtz in his third year behind a local quarterback, Tony Robinson from Tennessee, but from over at Woodruff High School, brain farting on the name right now, Tony Rice, excuse me. God, I hate when my mind does that. That was the year that they beat Miami in South Bend in the Catholics versus Convicts game that they made a 30 for 30 on. But do you think Notre Dame fans walked out of the Fiesta Bowl after a big win over West Virginia on the way to capturing their last win for the 1988 season, Diesel, thinking that would be the last time Notre Dame would win a national championship? Because here we are in 2019, 30 years later, Notre Dame has been blown out in one BCS title game and blown out in one college football semifinal. They you can say they've sniffed it and then passed out from the fumes when they got there. You know what I mean? But that's about all you can say. 42-14 and 30-3 aren't competitive. You haven't won a national title in 30 years. Then what does that have to say for you as a football juggernaut? It says you're pretty good, but you're not on for the last 30 years. You're not the GOAT. You're not on the Mount Rushmore of college football teams, and you won't be again this year as well. But let's take a look at some of the things that were going on for the 1988 football season when Notre Dame last won a national title. The president was Ronald Reagan. Yes, he was in his final year in the White House in 1988 before George W. Bush was inaugurated in February of 1989. So, again, when that season started, He had George Bush as his vice president, did Reagan, and Quayle wasn't even picked as his running mate for George Bush. All right, here what was on TV in 1988. The most popular shows, Diesel, were Roseanne, The Wonder Years.
Which, I loved Roseanne.
Yeah, that was it was actually a really good show. The Wonder Years, where that dude's got like some kind of new game show or something out, Fred Savage.
Been the voice of Honda for years.
Yep. All right, Murphy Brown. Oh, my God, TV's gotten so bad. Didn't they try to bring that show back? They all made their debuts in 1988. Another show that made its debut on the Disney Channel was Good Morning, Miss Bliss. I have no idea what that is. That show would go on to be Saved by the Bell. And, of course, I know Diesel grew up being a Zach fan on Saved by the Bell. All right, Jimmy, NBA, you want to get into real quick here in the final hour? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are y'all?
Man, it's Tuesday already.
All right. So I think the New York Knicks have something cooking, guys. What do y'all think about two ex-UCLA players joining up with the Knicks? I was reading ESPN early also, and Marcus Morris, one of the Morris twins, is thinking about reneging on the Spurs offer and joining the Knicks. What do y'all think about Russell Westbrook and Kevin Love joining up with each other?
UCLA still has basketball? That's my only question. Two ex-UCLA guys, I don't know, two middle-of-the-road Pac-12 teams?
Unless you've heard something different, Jimmy, it sounds to me like Russell Westbrook to Miami. That's who's got the
I don't see that.
Well, that's who's got the
– going to Miami.
Here's the deal. You got to go find somebody that can fit him into the salary cap, and you got some money you could move out of Miami. As far as the Knicks – yeah, that might get you into the 8th spot, 7th spot in the playoffs, but I don't see anything.
Yeah, they didn't make any big moves.
Yeah, you may move up a little bit, but I don't really see that as comparing to the other teams. I can tell you, New York Knicks fans are handicapped by James Dolan being their owner until he decides to let somebody else run that franchise. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, let me ask you this,
sure.
Serge. If this ends up happening, you're going to give me 5 minutes to come on your show and talk with you?
I will give you an entire segment. You can come here to the studio, and we will – because, again, I mean, it depends on what you're asking for. Making the playoffs or making a championship run, but I'm just afraid that the New York Knicks ownership and general managers, they're going to do what Tom Dolan tells them to do, and I'm afraid that's one guy that can't kind of see the forest for the trees.
Well, they didn't make any big moves, and this would be a big move if they got these two guys.
Well, I tell you what, my only issue with first of all, Kemba Walker, I was glad to see move from Charlotte to Boston. That's going to be my only problem with Russell Westbrook is I don't know. He may continue to mature, but he's got a little Kyrie Irving, not necessarily wanting to make everybody on the court better than what they actually are.
Well, Kimba's the same way, man.
Yeah, but he had to. I mean, it was terrible with what he was dealt a hand with the Hornets. But then again, you got to feel bad for Westbrook. Actually, you got to feel bad for Billy Donovan. You know, I can't wait to see the bidding war that gets going in the next coaching carousel for Billy Donovan to come back to college basketball.
All right, guys. Well, y'all have a good evening.
All right, buddy. You enjoy it. Thanks for getting in with us. All right. Again, some of the things, you can get in on that. Some of the things that happened in 1988, the last time Notre Dame won a national title. We'll come back with that. We got a few other things as well because you know what? Rivals on the football field are a whole lot better than rivals in the football stands.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we were taking a look at what our buddy Kevin McGuire from NBCSports.com put out about what was going on in the country the last time. Diesel, is it fair to say one of the most overrated football programs in the last three decades, Notre Dame won a national championship?
Well, I know you're upset about lighting up the Notre Dame fans in the area. All two of them, I'm sure we'll get over it.
All right. Couple other things in this article that caught my attention, Diesel, because, again, this one's more pertinent because Notre Dame was playing in a college football playoff. You know what the number one, the big winner at the box office, pun intended, was Big. I don't know if you ever saw that movie with Tom Hanks and he goes back to being, 12 years old, 13, whatever. This one, I think we could debate this one for an entire hour with the audience. He says, but 1988 was also the year one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time was released in theaters, Bruce Willis starring in Die Hard. I just don't consider Die Hard a Christmas movie. Diesel, I thought your explanation during the break of what it was apropos, which was it's an action movie made during the Christmas time of the year.
Yeah, it's an action movie set at Christmas,
right.
Not necessarily a Christmas movie. Though I still love it.
Oh, yeah.
I still watch it around Christmas time.
Yeah, no doubt. But I much more go with the two baseball movies that we got in 1988, which was Bull Durham and Eight Men Out. Now, some other things that took place the last time overinflated ego of the Notre Dame fans won a national title under Lou Holtz in his third year. The Heisman Trophy winner for the 1988 season was Barry Sanders. Think about this, Diesel. Rushed for 2,628 yards and 37 touchdowns in just 11 games because bowl game stats were not included in official records at that time. Wow. Current Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly was just 2 years into his coaching career. He was a graduate assistant and then defensive backs coach for Grand Valley State up in Michigan. All right, for the first time ever in 1988, a home game was played at night at Wrigley Field. That was the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. The San Francisco 49ers went 10-6 in the regular season but would go on to win the first of back-to-back Super Bowls. And then the Bad Boys, the Detroit Pistons, also won the first of back-to-back NBA titles. So that was before Michael Jordan got with the Chicago Bulls. So that's 30 years ago when Notre Dame last won an NCAA title. Diesel, I want you to answer yes or no. This is the 2019 schedule for the Notre Dame Irish football team. Is this a national championship kind of schedule in your opinion? Starting with Labor Day night, September 2nd, they debut at your former head coach's Louisville Cardinals. Is that a winnable game? And secondly, Diesel, who will you be pulling for?
Well, that is definitely a winnable game for Notre Dame. I give them a 70% chance of winning that game. We're really going to see what Scott Satterfield is able to install in one summer. in Louisville.
Yeah, the other thing is Louisville, they're better off now. But I would almost think App State fans, while they will cherish the time with Scott Satterfield, wouldn't mind seeing him take a big L in his first game at Louisville. All right, they play open date on September 7th. You know, that's one of the strongest strength schedules out there. September 14th, they got New Mexico at home. I think we can safely assume with former Notre Dame head coach Bob Davie, that's a win, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. They take their first loss, in my opinion, on September 21st at Georgia. Agree or disagree?
Oh, they'll take a loss there.
Okay, so we both got them at 2-1. Coming off that Georgia game, this is the swing game for me on the schedule. The team that a lot of people aren't talking about that are going to be even more improved than they were last year. But they do get them at home, Virginia. I'm going Notre Dame wins that game or there's no chance. October 5th, a home game with Bowling Green. So right now we've got them at 5-1. October 12th, they host Southern Cal. Clay Helton doesn't have enough, I think.
Notre Dame's going to win that game.
All right, so we got them where they get to their second appearance with open date on the 19th. So right now for the first six games, you and I both agree 5-1. All right, starting the back half of the season, after open date, they're at Michigan on October 26th. I say loss.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh can't beat Michigan, can't beat Notre Dame at home and can't take care of Ohio State. I can't for the life of me think Michigan fans are just going to be all warm and fuzzy about keeping Jim Harbaugh. I think it's a make or break year for him. All right, so right now we're both in agreement, 5-2. This will be a big game, but it will be at home November 2nd with Virginia Tech. Notre Dame wins that one, in my opinion.
I don't know. That seems like a sneaky game where Virginia Tech might step up and take the win.
Well, yeah, I do like the fact it's at Notre Dame, but that's one of those games that, depending on if Michigan's as good as people think, they could one game beat you twice. You know what I mean? So I'll go 50-50 on that one. November 9th at Duke, they should win that, but don't be surprised. November 16th, Navy at home. November 23rd, Boston College at home. And then they close out the regular season at Stanford. They should be improved, but remember, they didn't do that great, even though they had J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and the returning running back last year. I say 10-2 for Notre Dame, 9-3 at worst. That's not a college football playoff bid, but that's not a bad year, but you don't win a national championship. Only team that would be able to go on and play for a national title with two losses would probably be Notre Dame. So, it's interesting. It's interesting. But, yeah, 30 years since Notre Dame was your college football national champion. All right, we'll come back. We'll close up shop. We'll tell you about what's going on tomorrow. And then one of the coolest stories about rivals that you will hear. So, Diesel, I think it's fair to say at times, rivals in the football stands, in the parking lot, on the bar stools, they can suck, all right? Because especially if you get knee-deep in it, you know, nothing sounds right, and you're going to end up winning that argument. And those are fans. Fan is short for fanatic, meaning you are absolutely all into something, okay? But, yeah, one of my favorite things to do from time to time is go on YouTube and look at, like, stadium fights. See, who was drunk, who wasn't. Number one, women, congratulations. Y'all have now caught up when it comes to stadium fights. Diesel, I don't know if you saw the video circulating on Twitter yesterday, but they had a huge fight at Wrigley Field, I think it was, Sunday night between Cubs and White Sox fans who were playing the only interleague game that day, and it was all women in the stadium.
Ooh, girl fights.
I'm talking eight. Not two with the six going, no, one-on-one with everybody holding there. I'm talking eight women going at it. It was almost as disgusting as the fight that was, Tyler, if you remember during a break yesterday, Smoke on the Water goes, "Did you see that video of that fight at Disneyland?" And I saw it last night. It was 11 minutes. It was one of the most disgusting things that I've ever seen. A family getting in a fight at Toontown at Disneyland. Toontown, that's where you take your little kids. You can hear little kids crying, and these people are beating on each other and everything else. It's crazy. So, rivals can be the biggest idiots on the face of this earth. Rival players can be some of the coolest people on the face of this earth. By that, I mean just a couple of weeks ago, there were as many former Clemson players at the George Rogers tournament in support of George as there were Gamecock players. Why? Because they like each other. They love to sit around and talk about the days. You remember when I did this for you? It's their chance to get together and do something good without the nastiness coming into it. So I witnessed that a couple. I mean, stop and think. You had Michael Dean Perry, Keith Williams, Ray Williams, Eddie Say, a whole host of former Clemson players there. Well, we told y'all about the untimely passing the other day of Jared Lorenzen, the former Kentucky football player, won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants. When it came to paying for funeral expenses for Jared Lorenzen, who I don't think, maybe unless medical bills caught up with him, I think he had the money, but some former Louisville players, their rival in the state of Kentucky, stepped up and are donating $5,000 to the donation to the foundation of Jared Lorenzen. Former Louisville offensive lineman Jamon Brown, who, like Lorenzen, spent time in the NFL with the Giants, got together with former Louisville players Deion Branch and Chris Redman, and they are all donating money to cover the expenses of former Kentucky and rival Kentucky quarterback Jared Lorenzen. As Jamon Brown told the Louisville Courier-Journal, we wanted to be an example of how, no matter if you played for the blue or the red, how important it is for us to come together and support one another, both in and outside of sports. The rivalry between the schools is intense, and it's great, but at the end of the day, all that doesn't matter. What matters is that you remember that we're all in this game of life together, whether you played for the red or for the blue. You know what? I would actually challenge some of us to apply that to life itself. So well done. These rivals are showing up through athletic competition what us normal people cannot do in daily life. So stop and think about the respect factor there. These guys beat on each other for our entertainment purposes. It's exactly what it is when it comes to being fans. It's for our love. It's so we can go beat our chest. We beat you. We number one. Yet they get it, and we can't even get that in society. And that's on both sides. It's all of our faults. But I'd much rather tell you the story about these Louisville fans or Louisville football players donating to their rival to pay for the expenses. I'd much rather tell you about JKJ, who we had on yesterday, with Jonathan Meeks starting that GoFundMe page for their former teammate Tyshawn Dye, who passed away at a lake in a tragedy on Friday. It's now well over $50,000. So we may not always look up to sports figures, but in this case, they have it right, we have it wrong, and a lot of us, including me, need to get out there and restudy where we think. The ability to disagree doesn't mean you don't hate. We're all entitled to our own opinions. But it doesn't mean because you don't agree with something that you hate the person on the other side. We have turned into the biggest bunch of Kevin Durants in this country that don't want to hear it. You can't be objective. You can't say this is what I believe and not have somebody that disagrees with you go, you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're a liberal, you're a conservative. No, these football players have done it right. Let's challenge ourselves to do the same thing in life. And that's all I got to say about that, Diesel, because you know what? These guys, they were so worked up at times, they were ready to go fight. That's what rivals do. One of the ugliest fights ever between Clemson and South Carolina. You can go look it up. It's actually number one football fight on one of those YouTube, you know, top 10 all-time football fights. Yet they will go support each other. I'd rather report on more of that. Congratulations. I can tell you this much, Diesel. Scott Satterfield is a class guy who finally took the opportunity to move to a job that he felt like he could win at. That is already a sign, in my opinion, of the Bobby Petrino stink factor exiting Louisville's football stadium and That's also some of the turnaround that I think Scott Satterfield has done in that program. All right, Tamar, you ready to go eat some pizza or whatever they challenge you with, Diesel?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to be at Bada Bean Pizza. That's 1860 Woodruff Road, about a mile from Highway 14. A mile to the I-85 side of the intersection of Highway 14 and Woodruff Road. We'll have some food specials. We'll have giveaways. But more importantly, come see Diesel. I can't wait to see what T-shirt he shows up with tomorrow. However, I'll have my ESPN Upstate shirt on. We will bring you Manny Robinson of the Greenville News at 5 o'clock and our question of the day in honor of media days beginning on Monday with the SEC. What coach speak terms do you expect to hear between now and opening day more than any others? And we'll take your phone calls, your tweets. Y'all have a blessed evening, and we'll do it. Give me more cowbell. We'll do it tomorrow at 4 p.m. for another edition of Straight Up with Sturge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.